Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, and welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Hi there.
I'm Nia Patton, and this is Natalie. And today we're going to be talking about vitamin C. I'm really surprised that we haven't already talked about it, actually.
Well, I think we've talked about it pretty much every episode. It manages to worm its way in there, doesn't it? Like an invited guest, but not really.
An invited guest.
One that you're happy to see.
What do you think it'd look like?
Happy, annoyingly happy.
Really?
Yeah, bright and shiny.
I think, like,
sunny.
Bitchy behind your back.
Oh, because it stings.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Really sunny and nice to your face. Yeah. Oh my God, how are you? You look a bit tired. Are you okay?
I'm going to make a... Yeah, that
yeah,
that
I'm
going to
sting the shit out of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Frenemy. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for.
But actually, she's good for you in the long run. She tells you the truth.
Mm. Don't like it.
Brightens up your dull face.
I don't really like vitamin C. It's not my favourite thing.
I like derivatives. I don't like the harsh truth.
No, the full on.
Yeah,
Alice ascorbic acid.
No.
Why don't you like it?
Too harsh. I don't like the fact that for stability you would be using silicones. I know they're not bad, but I just don't like.
Yeah.
The way that.
Yeah, because you know the way to get around the stability issues, you've got to make it really unpleasant to use.
It's not that unpleasant. I just find because I'm very impatient in putting all my stuff on of the morning, I find that it will pill with other stuff.
So is that the 23%?
Yeah, I used it
from
like
the ordinary.
But I also used the Inculus version, exactly.
It's exactly the same. They've
exactly.
probably got exactly the same idea.
Felt like the same formula. Felt like the same everything. Same
Inculus
strength.
Inculus is just copying them.
Isn't
a bit sly?
Well. They probably copied someone.
Yeah.
The ordinary maybe. Probably copied someone. I don't know. But they all felt the same. And obviously, magnesium ascorbyl phosphate.
We like that. That's our favourite, isn't it?
Yeah. Has changed all of that. And now I've just ordered the I keep thinking of Inculus, and it's not our favourite, Ishtar one that they did a promo for this month.
Yeah.
So I've just ordered that.
I've got it upstairs.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
So that's not magnesium. It's like something else.
Oh my God, I don't even...
It's an ascorbyl phosphate.
Yeah.
But something else.
I haven't even read the ingredients. I've just been
sodium?
Using it.
Sodium? Ascorbyl phosphate?
That's really good for acne, apparently.
There we go. So it's in that, I'm sure.
Mm.
Anyway, let's go back to basics.
Yeah. So, vitamin C is an antioxidant. And the reason that we all use it and want to use it is because there's loads of research about it. So it's really well studied.
Mm-hmm.
It is, so I'll go through the why we want it. It's photoprotective. It's actually a bit of a sunscreen.
Okay.
It sort of prevents damage from the sun, reduces free radicals. Do you know what a free radical is?
I just reminds me of that really shitty 90s group called the New Radicals. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's not that.
I know. I got in a stupid hat. Are they scavengers? Do they scavenge your skin?
I don't know if vitamin C is the scavenger.
No, I thought free radicals were the scavengers.
Mm.
Or do they scavenge free radicals?
Yeah. It's like the sun shines on your molecules.
Okay.
And It knocks out electrons
okay.
to make, so it makes like these molecules that are unstable and kind of attack things around them and can damage your DNA.
Okay.
So the the vitamin C then, I'll just say, provides them an electron.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it does.
Nobody has flatulence in this room. That's a really loud motorbike.
There's so many people that drive these loud motorbikes.
I've noticed a lot of people doing wheelies these days.
Oh,
it's really 80s, isn't it? When did that come back?
Yeah,
really weird.
makes me worry for them.
Oh, I don't worry about them. No. I want to hit them. Yeah.
Well, it's just really stupid.
Get serious.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so... feel like an old woman.
Yeah.
Raising your fist. Shaking my fist at young men on the street.
Go home to your mothers.
You. Yeah. So free radicals produced by the sun.
Okay.
Sunscreen doesn't entirely prevent free radicals from being produced.
Okay, but vitamin C does.
Yeah, so that it's sort of a good adjunct for sunscreen.
Right, okay.
It sort of helps the action of it.
All right.
It reduces sunburn, so if you were to burn yourself and you had vitamin C on your skin, you'd be less burnt.
Okay.
So in that way, it is like a sunscreen sort of thing, kind of. And it works better when it's with vitamin E.
Great.
Yeah. Loads of skincare products have vitamin E. It's always in the list as tocopherol or tosopherol.
Okay.
You'll see it if you look.
Is it in lots of oils, like facial oils?
Yeah, it's like a preservative because it's oil-soluble.
Okay.
Yeah. Reduces the likelihood of getting skin cancer.
Brilliant.
And, yeah, I think lots of people use it for its anti-pigmentation abilities.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed, have you ever tried it or noticed that it worked?
To be honest, because I just put everything on my skin.
Yeah, it's hard to know what it was.
Yeah, it's like when people say, your cat's licking my armpits. It's actually not that unpleasant.
He's disgusting.
I know, he's fruity, isn't he?
He's getting fruity with you.
No, I haven't noticed because I'm not patient enough to say, today I'm going to do 6 weeks of just using Arbutin to see if it reduces pigmentation.
Yeah.
I've just thrown all of it on. So when
you're not a science experiment.
Exactly. When I was an ordinary virgin, I did read the sort of, the regimen guides that Brandon had written and basically just bought everything that he said. Mm.
Which is what most people do, I think.
Yeah, Arbutin, niacinamide.
Cat is licking you.
She is, it's lovely.
Oh, I can't remember what definitely the boy.
Vitamin C that they recommended using in the beginning, the ordinary. I think it probably was MAP.
Yeah.
And just an oil, but yeah. And then I think when Brandon did the Q&A, I was like, hi, big fan of your work. Can you tell me what else you would use if you had pigmentation? Mm. And of course... he just plugged what he always...
Repigment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he always plugs, which is Repigment by NIOD, which is great.
But it's really expensive. It's
very expensive. And much as I love the fractionated eye contour concentrate, I've probably used about 3 bottles of that.
Really?
Yeah, because it was in their
set. So you've got it cheap.
Destined birthday set.
Not because you're devoted to it.
No, because it's £43 for like 15 mils,
yeah.
But they did a birthday set about 6 months ago, and it was £27 for that and
buffet which is £28 on its own.
And then that lovely hand chemistry. But again, sorry, I'm going off course, but I don't really think I noticed that much of a difference.
No,
but I just enjoyed using it.
Yeah, it's a nice texture.
Yeah, lovely texture. Yeah.
Yeah. So similar. I haven't really been committed enough to do a proper experiment with it and, you know, compare before and after with my pigmentation.
Or do half your face.
Yeah. Like, no, I can't be bothered.
I'd love to do that.
But lots of people use vitamin C for their pigmentation. And studies have shown that it blocks tyrosinase, which is the enzyme that causes the pigmentation to be laid down.
Right, okay.
And studies have shown that it can reduce sunspots and general yellowness of the skin. And but there's other studies have noticed that it can prevent pigmentation but not really get rid of it. So
right, okay.
It might not be that great at getting rid of pigmentation that's already there.
Right.
But the study I read said, but why not give it a go?
Yeah.
Because it's generally very good for your skin, so it might work for you, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work.
Because that's the thing, I think I probably started using the ordinary products and therefore vitamin C when the pigmentation sort of around my eye, so it's almost shaped like goggles, so it's under the eye and it's also around under the eyebrow as well.
Oh, is it? I haven't noticed it under the
eyebrow.
Yeah,
right under the eyebrow and round.
How funny.
Yeah, really strange. And for a while, it touched the outer corners of both eyes and then it went... But it's, and apart from a couple of spots on my head, I haven't got any more
no
pigmentation.
No.
So hoping.
Was it around the time of your child?
Nothing to do with it.
No. No. Before?
2011, I was 31.
Mm. Just sudden.
Yeah, just very sudden. And do you know what? I was working in the cafe that I owned at the time in a bloody hot kitchen. So I'm wondering if that heat. May have...
Sun coming in the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never saw the sun.
No, we were in that cafe all the time.
Yeah, but the heat, definitely. But yeah, so that's good. It blocks tyrosinase.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as good as 2% hydroquinone, which is the best. It might not work. It might work. Ooh, they don't seem 100%.
But it works against general sallowness, which is a good thing because I am a sallow-faced person.
I like
person.
To be less sallow.
it's such a shitty like adjective, olive, isn't it?
Like, and you think, oh, am I sallow? I think I am sallow. Aww.
It's like, it's a terrible adjective. It's like plump or you just something you'd never want to be.
She
just,
was sallow.
Yeah. Plump, sallow woman. My gran called me plump once, and I just burst out laughing, and then
plump
cried. I just come back from San Francisco, and I
is that when you were plump?
And I just thought, oh, what a cute word! I haven't heard that for a long time. Very Enid Blyton-y, plump.
Plump,
yeah,
chubby. I quite like.
Yeah, chubby's more direct.
Use it to talk about my babies.
Yeah,
the chubby baby.
Yeah, chubby babies are fine.
Yeah. Not about adults.
No.
So there's the sun effect.
Okay.
So it reduces the likelihood of cancer.
And if that wasn't good enough.
And then the pigmentation, yay. And it also supports collagen and elastin.
Okay.
So do you know what scurvy is?
Ooh, that's a lack of vitamin C.
Yes.
I don't know what it does. And
so
how
scurvy,
you...
your teeth start falling out because the collagen in your body just starts falling apart.
Shut up. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I remember seeing pictures of children with scurvy in a textbook, like biology textbook.
They didn't look very well, probably.
They had like bloated bellies.
Yeah, so things were sort of falling apart. The stuff that's holding them together was...
Your teeth can fall out?
Yeah. Yeah. If there's no collagen to hold them in.
My father-in-law's teeth have been falling out.
He's got gum disease, though. Not scurvy.
Oh, I think one got knocked out by a horse.
That's different. My father-in-law's teeth are falling out. Because he got knocked out by a horse.
One got
That's
knocked out by a horse.
Nothing to do with vitamin C.
No, but the other one was an actual...
Unless
a loss,
the horse
a loss
was called vitamin C.
Yeah. Vitamin C, don't. Magnesium, no. But this is why I tell my daughter now to brush her teeth, because I was like, you're going to get tied teeth. Tied is North Welsh for grandpa.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, and gives me and grabs a toothbrush from me.
That's exactly what I say to my children.
Yeah,
you're going to end up with teeth like your grandfather. Yeah. Brown. You want that, do you?
Yeah, certain generations just...
Yeah, brown teeth.
Just
especially in Britain.
Didn't care so much about teeth. Yeah, you know what, listeners? I'm going to San Francisco this week, Friday.
Mm.
Yeah.
Excited.
So, I'm going to be staying in Oakland, so I'd love some tips on what to do and where to go out. I used to live there, but it was 15 years ago, and it's probably changed a lot. I'm getting to the point now.
No, don't worry.
I haven't been whitening my teeth using my little gum shield, and I'm a bit worried my teeth are British.
No, you've got great teeth.
They're okay, but they're not good by American standards.
No. They spend money on their teeth, don't they?
Fluoride. A lot of fluoride in the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, that's fine. Fluoride doesn't whiten your teeth, but fine.
Well, a lot of them don't have dental plans, though, and that's actually really expensive, and they don't have an NHS.
No.
So how come most of them have got amazing teeth?
Well, genetics, then, if they haven't. Yeah.
So British people genetically have shit teeth. I can't believe
that. They've just got smaller jaws. Americans are bigger. Anyway, this is not what we're talking about. It reduces the action of... This is so fascinating.
Mm.
Matrix metalloproteinases.
Oh my God. Tell me what that
is. I know. They are the enzymes that break down your collagen and elastin in your skin. So we don't want them running amok.
Right. MMPs.
Yeah, MMPs.
Metalloproteinases. Okay. And they are the thing... So what, are they an enzyme?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so they naturally sort of you know, go cycle in the skin and break down the collagen. Okay. You rebuild the collagen.
Okay.
But if you're getting old, you kind of want those enzymes to give it a break.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it supports collagen elastin by virtue of it being essential for collagen production.
Okay.
So, which is why if you don't have any vitamin C, your teeth fall out.
Okay.
Because the body can't produce its own vitamin C, you've got to ingest it.
Okay.
It reduces these enzymes.
Okay.
And it's also used in the gene signaling pathway for collagen.
I can always tell when we get into a sciencey bit because you start like wryly smiling, like, this is my favourite bit. Oh my God, science.
Signaling pathway.
okay.
Yeah, so it's you know, aside from the sun protection, it also reduces aging.
Okay.
On, you know, as a completely separate thing. Okay. By different means. So, you know, it's really good in lots of different ways.
Can I ask a question then?
Yeah.
If you are going to use something that in skincare, which says it supports like collagen production or is collagen, a collagen serum.
Yeah.
And you are using that in your skincare without using any vitamin C, would it still do something? Is there any point?
Collagen topically doesn't do anything.
Okay.
It's too big. It won't absorb into the skin. Okay. You're just putting a moisturiser that contains collagen to sit on top of your skin.
Right, okay.
It's probably moisturising, but that's it.
Okay.
Vitamin C absorbs into your skin really well. But yeah, so things that support collagen, you know, like peptides.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they work in a different way. So,
okay.
Yeah, you don't need to have vitamin C as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's about sort of trying to get lots of different things that are going to help
okay.
at the same time, I guess. Okay. If you're going to have the maximum effect.
Yeah.
Or you could just use vitamin C if you're doing an experiment.
Okay.
See if it works.
Okay.
Which we haven't done.
No.
Improve skin smoothness. So the studies they did, they noticed that the skin was generally just brighter, smoother, more hydrated. It might help with wound healing as well.
Okay.
Possibly, we don't know. And the issues with it, though, you know, so we know it's great, but it's also a bit of a bugger because it needs to be in water to work.
Okay.
So if it's not in water, it doesn't absorb into your skin.
Okay.
Because it's water soluble. So if you put it in an oil, it's just not going to soak in.
Okay.
So you know that ascorbic acid plus arbutin serum.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's not in water, so I don't think it's going to be very strong.
Is so ascorbic acid like 12%? Was it? It's like a 12%.
Yeah, and then 2% arbutin.
That's right. Yeah. Oh right, that's interesting.
Yeah, so different.
So you don't know how that could work then?
I don't know.
In that suspension,
it probably won't be very strong.
Okay.
No, but. You know, there are other ways of doing it, like we were saying, putting it in balls of silicone that burst when you rub it in, that kind of thing. Or using a derivative, because they're more stable.
Mm-hmm.
So the serums that have got water in them, you've got to watch them like a hawk in case they go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So when vitamin C goes bad, so here we go, the sciencey thing. I've written it down. There's no way I'm going to remember that. It gets oxidized on exposure to light to dehydroascorbic acid.
Okay.
Which is yellow.
Yeah.
And the stability of vitamin C can be controlled by maintaining a pH of less than 3.5. So your skincare with vitamin C is going to be really acidic, which is why it can be irritating. So, you know, sometimes you put it on and you're like,
yeah.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
That stung. But that's why, because it's going to be really acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, yeah, and so if it degrades again to, what was it? Diketogulonic acid.
Okay.
Is this thing that it goes to, and it goes really dark, sort of orange, brown. And that's it then. It won't come back. It's
you've got to chuck it.
Yeah. It's not active. I've read somewhere that that stuff might be bad for your skin even.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm not entirely sure.
Because then that's a bit rubbish if... I was just thinking if they got any... did The Ordinary, for example, sell anything like that that comes in the dropper then, because obviously that would oxidize really quickly.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, right. it's only the derivatives that are in the dropper.
Okay,
and it's vitamin C 30%, which is in silicon, and then the 23%, which is in the spheres.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that could.
What do you mean by spheres?
Is that like tiny balls?
Balls. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like. I'm not actually. I don't think I've tried the 30%.
It's just like.
Does it wreck?
Yeah, stingy. Yeah, and it's like. Pure silicon.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
No, it's not really. It's fine as a... I like putting the Hyalamide HA Blur on.
Yeah.
As a primer. Yeah. Because yeah, I know it's doing thing. That you one could thing.
Just use it as a primer, yeah. Really, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I find that it just goes into my pores and I end up with like little blackheads. Like right. Really black heads.
Right, okay.
And I'm like, yeah,
that wasn't good.
No. It can turn your skin yellow, sort of stains you, like a bit of a fake tan thing.
Okay.
It's irritation. It can make your acne worse because it's acidic and irritating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people issues. Maybe would have issues with it.
Yeah.
But then obviously, in that case, a derivative is the way to go then, mm. I guess. Something a lot less irritating. Yeah. Okay.
But then the derivatives aren't as strong. Yeah. You don't get the same effect from them.
Okay.
So you need, it depends what you're trying to achieve with your vitamin C. So the lower percentages, like 5%, can have anti-aging effects.
Okay.
20% that can help with the pigmentation. So, yeah, you know, if you want to go above 5%, really, ideally,
okay.
And have it in something with water. But yeah, it's not an easy thing to work.
Yeah.
So it puts lots of people off. So I quite like the powder.
Oh, do you? Yeah. You can just mix it in with anything.
Yeah.
What do you mix it with then?
I mix it with...
So this is the L-ascorbic?
Yeah, the 100% L-ascorbic acid powder. Okay. I mix it with my moisturiser.
Okay.
Like slightly watery moisturiser.
What moisturiser do you use?
Well, loads of things, really. Whatever.
What are you using at the moment?
I've got some Pixie stuff. So I've got PH... No, it's not PH. It's Phenomenal Gel.
Okay.
But it looks like PH. So I've capitalised the H. And that's nice. It's got some good ingredients. Vitamins and stuff. And I put a bit of extra vitamin C with that. And a bit of Pycnogenol.
I've not tried that yet.
So yeah, I think it's nice. So the derivatives, the derivatives are a good way of using vitamin C without all this nonsense and blackheads and stuff. So there's different ones. So I've been researching Buku.
In French.
Tetrahex. Oh, I'm almost just tired saying them out loud. Yeah. You're not going to remember this, dear listener.
Well, you're going to have to just put it on the
I'll put it on the Facebook group because this is deathly dull. So, yeah. So there's two which I think are very promising and exciting and have got studies behind them showing how exciting they are. Mm-hmm. Tetrahexyl. Let's make it sound more dramatic. Tetrahexyl decyl ascorbate is an oil-soluble ester and it converts to L-ascorbic acid in the skin,
cool.
Which is a good point because none of the other derivatives that I've noticed do that.
Okay.
So it's like having a stable form of vitamin C. When you put it on your skin, it becomes the final product.
Brill.
The gold star.
Okay.
Proper stuff. So this stuff... I'll tell you about the products it's in a minute.
I was
minute.
Just about to say, what products is that? Yeah, I've never ever seen that before.
No,
I've seen all the other ones that you were listing, but I've not seen that one.
Yeah, it sounds good. And then there's ethyl ascorbic acid, which is very promising as well. Very stable, oil soluble, cool. Blah, blah, blah. They don't know if it converts to ascorbic acid.
Okay.
It's new, so there's not enough research about
okay.
it. Yeah. Magnesium ascorbyl phosphate.
My favourite.
It's lipophilic, so it absorbs well into the deep layers of the skin, making it good for melasma.
That's what that means.
Yes.
Yeah, because what is the finish? What is in magnesium sulfophosphate to make it feel so...
Peanut oil, isn't it?
Is it peanut oil?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. It just glides on so beautifully.
Some sort of peanut oil.
I have three unopened boxes of it.
Really? Yeah, that's how much you love it.
I will never, ever, I did plead with them to make it one of the products they'd bulk.
Supersize.
But I don't think it's that popular.
No, like I recommend it constantly.
I do
as
well.
It's like a moisturiser that's got...
It is. You don't need to moisturise after you've got it on, even though I do.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
And then sodium ascorbyl phosphate has shown effectiveness against acne.
Okay, so that's the one we were talking about in the Ishtar serum.
So this is a handy little table.
Oh my
god. So it's got all of the derivatives across the top.
Did you do this?
No, I got it from a study.
Wow, it's really good.
Oh, brilliant.
Guys, this is a really great table.
So you come to our Facebook group and it will be there in files and you can see it. And it's got all of the derivatives. So what other ones? Ascorbyl palmitate, ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate, which is one of the ones in the ordinary.
Mm.
Ascorbyl glucoside, another ordinary thingy. Ascorbyl 2-phosphate 6-palmitate and 3-0-ethyl ascorbate, which is the stuff that's in Elan, the NIOD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and it tells you what it's good for. So does it convert to ascorbic acid in the skin?
Okay.
Magnesium ascorbyl phosphate, yes, in vitro, so in experiments.
Okay.
Same for ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate and ascorbyl glucoside.
Okay.
Yeah, so the ethyl ascorbate, there's almost no data on it. We've only got an animal study. Yeah, and it looks like all of the derivatives pretty much work from melanogenesis.
Please explain that.
Pigmentation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brill.
Yeah, they're all good, essentially, this table's saying. But we'll put the table on the Facebook group so that you can see it in all its glory, and it's quite handy.
Great.
So this is what we want to know about, is the product suggestions. So I think the Ordinary is a really good place to go for vitamin C.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell anyone to buy anything else. So you start looking at the prices.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. I had some requests from some of the ladies on the Skincare with Friends Facebook group asking me about specific products as well.
Oh, I was just looking at the price of that SkinCeuticals one.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
£109 for water-based vitamin C.
Yeah, which goes off. It goes off super quick. That's the thing.
Oh my god, you would just have to just pour it.
Bunch
over
of bastards. Because, the powder is £5.
How long would that pot of powder last you?
I've got it, and it's probably been there for a year.
Yeah.
And it's white.
Yes. It has not gone orange.
Nope. As long as you keep the lid on.
Yeah.
Don't put it anywhere stupid.
So £4.90 versus £109. And also, what is. So the drunk elephant, is that for.
Yeah.
Ferulic.
So the drunk elephant, let's
say. Oh, Sea Firma 15.
Yeah, Sea Firma it's called.
Right.
How much is that?
£67.
It's 15%. So it's similar to the Timeless one and the SkinCeutical one. So Timeless and SkinCeutical do a pretty much an identical product.
Okay.
There's no difference in the ingredients. So I know that's not the whole story. You know, sometimes there could be difference of percentages, but they've got the same ingredients in. So the SkinCeuticals is
$109.95. Oh my goodness.
It's got water, ascorbic acid, vitamin E and ferulic acid. The Timeless one is $24.99. So it's quite a lot of a huge difference in price, the same ingredients.
And the Sea Firma, the drunk elephant one, is
15% ascorbic acid and it's £67.
And apparently people are really divided on it, don't know why.
Yeah.
And divided on the company, to be honest.
One woman said on the Facebook group that it smells like bacon crisps.
Mmm, frazzles.
Yeah, and I was like,
sold.
Tasty. I was like, really? and I googled it, and there's a whole article that called thinking. Why does my vitamin C product smell like hot dog water? And apparently it's a thing that the smell of the ingredients together sort of makes this sort of weird meaty smell.
And I don't think it's anything to do with the actual vitamin C though, right? Because no vitamin C that I've used ever smell.
It doesn't smell of anything.
At all offensive. Yeah, no. That's really strange.
And like, you know, quite often companies will put in some orange oil so you'll get the smell you're expecting to get.
Of course, yes.
Which is bad for your skin.
Yes. Citrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's irritating. The Sunday Riley CEO, so you know what Sunday Riley's like, that's 15%, and it's got the good stuff, though.
Okay.
That tetrahexyl decyl ascorbate that I was saying about, which definitely becomes vitamin C inside your skin.
Okay.
But it's got orange oil.
And it's 70 quid.
It's £70, yeah.
But everyone loves that, apparently, CEO.
Yeah.
Gets good reviews, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They were in the middle of that big storm, weren't they? Because
a lot of their reviews for themselves.
Generated by themselves. And then the Drunk Elephant one was my favourite. I can't remember who the founder is of Drunk Elephant.
Oh, I don't know.
Not Tanya, I can't remember. But she was leaving comments on other brands' pages saying, this is crap. If I were you, I would try Drunk Elephant, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
And then the people, yes, but under a pseudonym.
Yeah.
And then people were engaging with her
saying...
The actual woman. And the only reason they found out is because when she was replying to somebody, so someone said, no, Drunk Elephant is, you know, completely inferior compared to whatever...
Yeah.
She replied as herself by accident.
Shit.
Yeah, and before she could delete her comment, it was
screenshot.
Screenshot to oblivion. So, again, that does really shake your...
Yeah, how can you trust
them? I'm sure they're all at it. I'm sure they're all, you know, getting people to do reviews. But that, to me, really smacked of sadness.
Mm, it's awful.
Yeah. Anyway.
So another one with the tetra... Hexyl decyl ascorbate.
Okay.
Is I just came across it. The ingredients that sound cool. Vitamin C, 35% collagen rebuilding serum by Allies of Skin, the company's called.
Okay.
It's £115. So it's 35%.
Right.
So that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you kind of want them to be strong because they degrade... So you're probably going to be getting less than the percentage that's on the bottle, really, going into your skin. You can get it from Revolve.com.
Okay.
So it contains 3-O-ethyl ascorbic acid, so that's the same stuff that's in the niodylan.
Mm-hmm.
The tetrahexyl decyl ascorbate.
Wow.
It's got superoxidized dismutase. So that's the stuff that's in SDSM, NIOD, the mist.
Okay.
There's no fragrance in it.
So it has got...
really good ingredients.
Lots of quite strong ingredients together. Okay,
£115.
I'm not going to buy it. How much?
Oh, 30 probably.
Probably 30 mils.
Yeah, it was a big one. You know, I'm not going to...
Again, it goes off, doesn't it?
Right. Well, it's got those derivatives don't go off.
They don't, will they? Okay.
No, they're good. They're stable. It looked like a really good thing.
Mm.
But it's really
expensive. It's 115 quid.
I'm not going to do that. That's crazy.
Okay.
And then the Pixie Vitamin C Tonic. So, yeah, I went through all of the Pixie Vitamin C ones and they don't put the percentage of their products.
I've got to say, I'm really off-put by the, do they have a sun on it? Have they put a sun on it and made everything really yellow?
It's quite sort of
orangey.
For
the vitamin C collection. And it looks like it stinks.
It's not that bad. I've got them. And
okay.
Yeah, it is a little bit of an orange scent to it, which I don't want anyway. You know, even a little bit of an orange smell is not for me. It's got vitamin E and ferulic in it, all of their products.
They do put lovely things in their products,
Pixie. It's not bad, but there happens to be citrus extracts in there.
Yeah.
And it's got ascorbic acid and water, vitamin E, ferulic, but it's got essential oils.
Right.
We don't know what percentage it is. The tonic is £10, the lotion is £24, so it's, you know, out of that list, it's pretty cheap. not a bad one to choose, yeah. But you know, there are better things, really.
Ola Henriksen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this stuff looks nice.
Yeah.
Like, but it's perfumed.
It's got perfume in it. £36 for a pot. So it's in a pot, which is open to the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's got,
and it's like a in it, like a cream rather than a. Okay.
So it's a cream. It's got ethyl ascorbic acid, ascorbic acid, and tetrahexyl decyl ascorbate. It's £36, so it's probably it's the cheapest one which contains the tetrahexyl. Yeah. A little ascorbate.
But it's smelly.
It's got perfume. Mm-hmm. We don't know the percentage. I don't think.
Okay.
I
would like to try it just for, because I'm curious about quite, Ola Henriksen stuff.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
Not bad ingredients, and it's reasonably priced. But it's a shame it's in a jar.
It's in a pot, yeah.
Silly
it's quite...
Silly Billies.
Quite old-fashioned, that, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the ordinary ones, which, you know, there's lots of choice. All the derivatives. Not all of them, but, you know, quite a lot of them. The L-ascorbic powder, £4.90. You can't get better than that.
I know, it's mad.
It's fresh vitamin C every time.
Yeah.
15% ethyl ascorbic acid from the ordinary is... Oh, I didn't put the price on. It's £18.
Okay.
I believe. Yes, it is, yeah. And then the Niod, 30%. So we've got the 15% from the ordinary and the 30% from Niod. And I think the price difference, I don't know.
Probably.
I can edit this out.
Yeah, it's probably quite a lot.
Niod, Ilan. £35. So the Niod Ilan is £35. So that is a good price compared with all these other £70-80 stuff. Niod is pretty cheap, really.
Yeah.
We think it's expensive, but it's...
And no, plus, also, really. You know what you're getting.
Yep. It's going to be good.
In terms of strengths and percentages.
Yep. Yeah. Like, I hate it when people... why wouldn't you put the percentage on?
Yeah.
It's got to be because there's not much in there.
Yeah.
And then I think, well, I don't want to buy that because you haven't put much of the active ingredient in it. Yeah, the Ilan from Niod's also got superoxide dismutase.
What does that do?
So that is an antioxidant that's produced naturally in your skin, and it's just it mops up these nasty species that are damaging your skin.
Okay.
And also damaging the vitamin C. So vitamin C works well with other antioxidants because it oxidizes itself. So if it's put with vitamin E and ferulic acid, it all works together really well.
Great.
And they support each other. Yeah, there was other products that I got on my phone here. So I'll try and find the photo. So yeah, other products that people were asking me about was there's one from Avon, vitamin C.
And actually it's got good percentages, isn't it?
It's got 10%, and first ingredient is alcohol, ascorbic acid, water, vitamin E, fragrance. So I don't know how much it is. Not that much, is it?
No, actually their new stuff is quite is relatively expensive. I would say it's between like £18 and £22.
Yeah. So it's got fragrance and alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Which isn't fantastic.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And actually they're coming out with, this isn't related to vitamin C, but Avon is coming out with the dreaded tagline a clean beauty range.
Yeah.
It's called distillery or something like that. It's all very you know, a la mode branding.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to try it because my mum's getting samples. If it all sends.
Well, yeah, if you can get it free, then why not? See if it's alcohol-y. So alcohol's at the top of the list.
I think it is alcohol-y. Yeah. And you've got a feeling it is alcohol-y.
Another one is Add Active C20 Tetraforce Activator.
Okay.
And it's £85.30. So the ingredients are squalene, ascorbile, tetraisopalmitate, rose hip oil, pomegranate oil, alpha lipoic acid, ascorbyl palmitate, and vitamin E.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got derivatives,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's got tetraisopalmitate, which is in the ordinary. So, you know, that is... Which one is that? So that is... is it a cheap one? I think it's about £14, the tetraiso.
Yeah.
It's not the cheapest, the ordinary.
No, it's not. It's like, yeah, it's £12 or yeah. £14. Yeah.
So it's about £40.
I really liked it.
Yeah, lovely. And the Add Active C20 is £85.
Yeah, so...
So no.
So don't do it.
No. Oh, yeah. The Medicate C Tetra was another one that people were asking me about. And that's £35. And that has got tetrahexyl ascorbate. So I'm going to put a list of these products on the Facebook group because you can't remember all this stuff. There's so much stuff. £35. It's got a good... good active in it, so yeah, it doesn't sound too bad.
Who's that by?
That is Medic 8.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
One of those cosmeceutical ones that's sort of designed to sort of, you know, be sold in salons and sound a bit medical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll have the word like pro in it, even though it's, yeah, not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the name.
No, and then there's the Dennis Gross C Plus Collagen Serum.
Oh, I had that.
Did you?
Yeah, I had as a sampler in a Cult Beauty.
Oh, one of those tiny, tiny, tiny little drops.
It lasted 8 days.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I think a week is a good sampler.
Did you have any feelings about it?
It didn't make me feel any way, to be honest.
No.
At all.
It's got nice ingredients.
Is it?
Yeah, £79 though.
Wow.
So screw that, you know?
No wonder I had a 2ml sampler. Wow, yeah. Wee. Yeah. So what's in it?
So it's got water, glycerin, ethyl ascorbic acid right at the top, okay. Niacinamide.
Lovely.
Lactic acid. Oh, alcohol. Boo.
Okay.
Ascorbic acid, superoxide dismutase, other antioxidants like resorcinol. It's got tetrahexyl, decyl ascorbate, mandelic acid, turmeric.
Okay.
How lovely. It's £79 though.
Yeah.
No.
And we know how much those things cost.
Yeah. I'm just never going to do it. I'm never going to decide that that's worth it.
No.
For me.
I know. No. I think when people may start to tire of asking you, hey, do you think this £90 amazing serum is worth it? And you go, well, the ordinary does.
Yeah. Let me
this and that.
All the ingredients.
For probably no more than £35. Yeah,
exactly.
For that's bottles of it.
Yeah, so you can have loads and loads of it, like gallons of the stuff.
So, right, so we know why vitamin C.
Yes, sorry, carry
on. No, you go
first. I was just about to mention about the niacinamide and vitamin C controversy that everyone's...
Oh, this is one of the biggest questions.
Yeah.
Can't
we?
Why? Brandon said no. The Ordinary says no. Do you think, are they just covering their backs because...
Maybe,
they're just saying for you not to mix the strongest version of a vitamin C with a niacinamide?
Yeah. It can degrade the niacinamide into niacin,
mm-hmm.
which can cause a flushing reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've seen other people saying that it makes it less effective. So, you know...
I got to say, I use my derivative straight after niacinamide.
Yeah, but you can use your derivatives,
yeah.
But it's the pH of pure vitamin C that causes the issue.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's okay for some people and not okay for others. Might be one of those. I think go for it. Yeah. See what happens.
But then people didn't... I always thought that niacinamide was a bit of a loser in the beginning. A lot of people really, really didn't like it.
Yeah, it causes acne.
Yeah, sometimes. And it was strange when I think the DECM said they were thinking of, you know, supersizing, what would you supersize? And I was looking at all the comments, and they were like tens of thousands of comments. I would say at least 40% of them said that niacinamide was there.
Yeah.
Was their absolute can't live without.
Loads of people love it.
Which, for me...
But then, you know, the people who get reaction from it are going to be very vocal, aren't they? They're upset.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of that.
But they weren't. They had way more sort of... I thought in the beginning, and maybe have they changed something about niacinamide? I don't know. But for me, I've got to say, I've been using it for 2 years. I still don't know what it's supposed to have done for my skin, but I'll never stop using it either.
No, I think I stopped and then I started again. I went, oh.
Really? Maybe I should do that. I
know. Sort of get this sort of glassiness to your skin, sort of nice, sort of smooth.
I have to say, I like the way it feels. And I do feel, but I could be wrong, that my pores feel definitely more.
I reckon.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just the sebum is controlled. I don't know. What is there in. There was the hyalamide pore control.
That's niacinamide.
Niacinamide with
mushroom extract.
I mean, that was beautiful. Loved that.
A little tingle when you put it on.
Tiny tingle.
Yeah.
But a reassuring one.
Yeah.
But so I do love niacinamide, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
And I would put it with vitamin C myself.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't use, you know, I only use the pansy derivatives, but.
Yeah, I've been trying to. Because my skin's been so good and I haven't had any acne really, I've been pushing it a bit further recently. Although that, the Cerave?
No.
The SA smoothing lotion, I had, did have some spots like the next day after
did
using
you?
It. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if salicylic acid agrees with me. That might be my Achilles heel.
I tried it and I didn't like it.
No.
It was very irritating and not in a nice way.
No.
I stopped using it straight away.
Yeah, I don't like it. So, to finish the vitamin C talk.
Yes, please tell us what's at the end.
It's a prize.
Tips.
Exfoliate before you use it, and that will improve the absorption of
it. Okay, all right.
So, I think, you know, using an alpha hydroxy acid in the evening and vitamin C in the morning is sufficient.
I was going to say, I don't use vitamin C in the morning. In the evening.
No, yeah. So I don't think you want to be using a scrub and you're not meant to use AHAs in the morning.
Although Lab Muffin
is fine.
Read one of her posts and she's like, nah.
You're generally sensitising yourself to the sun.
Yeah. Whether you're doing it morning or night.
Yeah, you always need to wear sunscreen.
Like, yes.
Like a bastard anyway.
Yeah. So I actually have started using AHAs in the morning because I was like, cool, it doesn't matter. Woohoo.
No, it doesn't really.
Maybe I will do that straight before of it.
But you need to be very, very thorough with your SPF.
Mm-hmm.
Use it with other antioxidants like ferulic, vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Get them all on. It'll help each other.
Okay.
There's a lady called Heidi Regan on the Ordinary chat room. I don't know if you've noticed her. She is a powerhouse of skincare information and is very serious about it.
Okay.
I feel I'm frightened because she might be listening.
Okay. You can be serious about skincare.
Yeah, she's quite direct, and she's got a couple of posts on vitamin C that are really handy on the Ordinary chat room, and she recommends using it as a mask. So,
what do you mean? What does Heidi mean?
Heidi means so put your vitamin C on, like, you know, a decent amount of it, and if it's too much for you, rinse it off. So leave it on for like half an hour and then rinse it off.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Remember that Lixia skin thing I had?
You're not, you know, if there's £85, you don't want to rinse it off.
It was £34 and it was a vitamin C mask.
Yes, that slimy stuff or whatever it was.
It looked kind of unsavoury.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say.
I guess if, like, you know, with the 23% stuff and something like that, it's not nice to wear all day.
Yeah.
Put it on, let the vitamin C absorb, remove it again. The vitamin C will have gone in your skin, so you might still get the irritation from it.
But yeah, I did find it quite irritating, but then I did leave it on for a long time.
Yeah.
You
don't have to wear it in the day, that disgusting whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I think that's the best way to do it, really.
Okay.
You might still get irritation, but if, you know, the formulas aren't that workable underneath makeup, are they?
No.
So that's a good way of doing it.
Okay.
Having like a antioxidant mask in the morning.
Okay.
To get your skin ready for the sun. Use it before SPF. It makes the SPF work better.
Cool.
And I think the best way to do it is to mix your own with powder. Yeah. Get the £5 tub from jar from The Ordinary. Yeah. It'll last you for ages. It's super cheap. It's fresh. What more can you want?
Nothing.
No. I'm trying to make a video for YouTube of me making my homemade stuff. Because do you know what I got as a present for myself? I got a pH meter.
Oh, I saw this.
Yes.
You tested the pH of your wine, didn't you?
It was 3.
Wow, was it?
What? It's dissolving my teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
Really, it's that acidic?
Yes.
Are you drinking, like, Buckfast?
No, I'm drinking Cava.
That's really acidic. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
Bad news for my teeth.
Yeah.
Because I love Cava.
Yeah, you do.
And champagne. Oh.
Oh, I know. She's posh. I drink cider, which I'm guessing is just about as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gut rotty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they say. Cider drinkers' teeth. You can see them a mile off. Well, you can't see them. They're not there.
God, they've fallen out. They've been knocked out by a pissed horse.
They just dissolve very quickly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
terrifying.
Right. Yeah, that is.
I have a YouTube video of me doing it, and I've watched it, and I look so oily. I don't know if I can put it on the internet.
Mm.
I'm so shiny. Okay. I just literally got up. Like, my husband took the baby for a walk. I was like, I'm going to do a YouTube video. And I started doing this YouTube video straight out of bed, basically, without any makeup on. Because I was like, I wasn't thinking about my face. I was thinking about the facts of the pH machine.
Yeah.
And then my 3-year-old came in, sat down and farted. So does anyone want to watch my YouTube channel? Farting
yes,
in it.
That sounds amazing. Please upload it.
Really, really oily and there's farting. But I make the serum and I'll show you exactly how to make it and test the pH so we know that the pH is low enough for it to work.
You may have convinced me to take a walk on the powdered ascorbic acid side then because...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just pop a little bit in with your moisturiser to sort of have a little bit of vitamin C without, you know...
Without going mad.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try it. I've just been so put off by the sort of the 23% in silicone.
Yeah, because the powder just becomes nothing in
great.
Water.
Oh, lush. Yeah. Okay, we'll give it a try.
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to dump my magnesium ascorbyl phosphate, but I think it'd be quite nice to have it.
You could even put some in with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, super vitamin C.
Supercharge it. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I feel like I need vitamin C right now.
Yeah, reading about it makes me feel... Because I was like, vitamin C's not for me. I'm really just rejecting it. I'm going to forget it exists because it gives me acne. But reading all of this, it does make you think, maybe.
Yeah. We need it.
Because it's gonna protect from the sun.
Mm.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've been talking so much, I've probably got little bits of white in the corner of my mouth.
You wouldn't, because if you had, you'd see me retching from the other side of the table. For some reason that goes
There's
through
nothing
me.
Worse.
It is just hanging. And she's like, how do you not know it's there?
Yeah, they
off.
Don't they
politician
feel it
on TV? Like, ugh, take a drink of water.
So manky.
It is. It's when I hear people being interviewed on Radio 4 who are clearly nervous and haven't had enough to drink. I'm like,
yeah.
I can't listen to you. You're making too many sounds.
Oh, that smacky noise.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, it's grim.
Misophonia.
Might...
Yes, there we go. It's back again.
Yeah.
You might not know this, but to curb any misophonia to the listeners... Nia has plonked her microphone
weird.
On a sheet of foam, like soundproofy foam, and then covered it with a cake stand net. What's it called?
Cake net.
Yeah.
I've got to take a photo of it.
Yeah, let us know how it's...
I'm a professional audio man.
Audio guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing.
No, we don't. But we enjoy doing it.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
And we hope you
Thanks
do too.
For listening.
Thanks for listening. If you've got any tips on where to go in the Bay Area, please get in touch and let me know because it has changed a lot since I've been there. So it would be lush, especially Oakland. That'd be great. I'm obviously going to the Decium store and Union store.
Oh,
no brainer.
Why aren't I there with you?
I'll take lots of it. I can FaceTime you from there if you like.
I'll be there virtually. Yeah. Be more excited.
I'm so excited about doing that.
Yeah, that's lush. That's so nice. And, you know, you kind of feel intimate with that brand, I feel like.
Yeah.
You feel like you can go in there and go, I'm a fan.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Do you mind if I just rub this on my face? I can't wait. To be honest, it's not really that much stuff that's going to excite.
Things you've tried it all, haven't you?
Yeah, except I wouldn't mind trying a couple of foundations in the flesh.
Yeah, my skin is too oily for those.
Why are they just oily foundations?
No, they just don't last very well on my skin.
Oh, okay. Haven't worn foundation in months.
That's so nice.
No, it's not, because colleagues are like, "Are you all right?"
Really.
Oh. Screw you. Well, I also just think
you've got lovely skin.
Thank you.
Great.
But I think wearing makeup to work is a complete waste of makeup.
Mm.
I work in a basement.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I see people all day.
I see people all day that I don't care how they think I look.
No, yeah.
The least bit.
I want to get a tattoo.
What, on your face?
No, I want it to be somewhere visible so I can see it. Do you think how would you feel if your dentist had a tattoo?
I would feel absolutely nothing at all apart from just respect. People don't feel that way about tattoos anymore, at least people who normal.
Respectable people might be like...
My dad talks about... He says tattoos.
Tattoos.
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, you know that I have two tattoos. Your daughter has two tattoos.
Two tattoos.
No, I think that's great.
Yeah, my mum would go nuts.
Just don't get a shit one, that's all.
No,
I've been researching
for so many years now. Yeah. It's getting silly. I'm like, well, I might die before I get a tattoo, so I better get one.
I had a terrible one done and I chose it on the day, but it was in Oakland, funny enough.
Was it? What is it? I don't know.
Oh, it's so shit. And
where is it?
I'm not telling you what it is, but actually it's two words and there's a film out currently which has the same two words.
Is it on your bum crack?
And Hayden went, "Oh, you've got to see that film because your tattoo says the same
name
as the film."
What is it? I'm not with the times.
I'm not telling you. Anyway, I don't regret it because my best friend H was there, like holding my hand as I had it done.
That is a very special thing.
Isn't it lovely? And so you just think, I don't care. It
doesn't matter what it is. No.
And the other one, it was a memorial tattoo to him.
Yeah.
So again, as shit as that might be when it gets old,
it will never be shit to me. If it means something, it's special, isn't it?
There are lots of bad tattoos in my place of work.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of really bad ones. You've done your research, so...
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
Yay!
Yes, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, sorry, thanks.
There's no way you could remember all of those words and brand names.
Yeah.
You have to come to the Facebook group because... We have all the information there you need.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, I'm on it.
I'm not
Candy.
We're doing a podcast.
John Candy is on it.
Yeah, Natalie's profile picture is John Candy.
Oh, I just can't get rid of it now because it'd be like... I
love John Candy.
No, I know. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know when you used to watch films and you used to think that I was so obsessed with Dan Aykroyd, I thought that we were related. I just wanted to marry him so much.
Bill Murray for me.
Was it Bill Murray for my sister as well?
I love him. I still love him.
From the
deeply.
A-Team then, who was it? Ah, interesting.
No, I don't.
I was Bea Baracus.
Bea Baracus, probably.
But Laura was
Natalie Bea Baracadin.
My fave. Who's your first crush, guys? Let us know. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I hope it was a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, definitely. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We always think we're going to make it shorter than it is. I'm like, we could talk for 40, 45 minutes. And it ends up being an hour and five.
Yeah, but the thing is...
I'm worried that we both sound pissed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.